Good morning, this is Choices, and this is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining us today as we talk about why we save stuff and how to let it go. Many of us have the bad habit of saving a lot of stuff. In fact, if you watch TV today, you can see that those pack rats, those hoarders, the people on the television shows that keep enormous amounts of things. They even keep things that aren't any good. And it makes me wonder, why do we do that? Why do we save things that we never use? Why can't we turn loose a stuff? Why not just throw it away? Why do we just drop it wherever it goes in the house and keep it there? Well, I think there's a whole lot of reasons for that. One of the reasons for some of us who are a little bit older is that we grew up in that post-World War II era where you had to save just about everything because you might need it again at some time. But, you know, recently I was cleaning out 30 years of stuff because I was getting a new shipment of books, and I wanted to get stuff out of the way so that I could put in the new shipment and things that are really useful to me. And here I was shifting that stuff from one place to another again. Have you ever gotten caught up in that where you look at something and you think I should throw it away, but it's got a good memory or something brings back some feeling that you have, and that so next thing you know, you're just shuffling it from one place to another. And I mean, when I moved to Africa, I went through all of my things, and then I ended up shipping things to Africa that 8 years later, when I came home, I shipped them back. And they were things I didn't use that much, but I was just so attached to them. And, you know, many of us were brought up to be thrifty, and that supposedly positive value is probably more responsible for cluttering up our homes than anything else. We save clothing that's too good to throw away, but it hasn't fit us in the last 10 years. I don't know. Do we think we're going to get that thin or that heavy again? Is our body going to change that much? Because I have sizes. Do you have that? I have sizes, everything from size 4 to size 16. I mean, stop and think about that. That's absolutely ridiculous. Which one of those sizes am I now? And shouldn't I wear the clothes that fit me at this time and get rid of the rest of them? I give to people now that could use them. There are a lot of people out there that could use that clothing that we have hanging in the closet, and they'd probably like to have it before it goes out of style. And if we're not wearing it, what do we need with it? We need to get rid of it. Well, what about shoes? And how many of us have so many pairs of shoes, it's not even funny? And some of us women, we bought those high heels, and then as we get older, we can't really walk in those. They cause us to have back pain, and they hurt a bit. And so maybe we should give those away, too. Now's the time. Go into that closet and start looking at the things in the closet that you haven't worn in the last year and put that all over in one place, those things that you haven't worn for a year. And the things that you just plain don't like, have you put on something and you just don't feel good in it? Well, for goodness sakes, get rid of it. I know it's probably got good use left in it, and you could keep it in there for a long, long time, but you really don't need it. So get rid of those things that you just don't like, because if you don't feel good in it, it's going to hurt your self-esteem. You're not going to feel confident. You're not going to be at your very, very best. And it may have just been a mistake that you bought it. So face up to the fact that it's a mistake and just get rid of it. And I know we have things we bought for some unknown reason that we bought for some other person, and then we just didn't give it to them. I have that. I have little gifts in my closets that I bought for people that I didn't give to them. Well, it's not too late. Go in there now and get that stuff out and give it to them. It doesn't matter that it's not Christmas or it's not their birthday. Just give it to them and say, I thought of you today. Here's a gift. Or I thought of you and I bought this. Here it is. Don't tell them you've had it in the closet for 2 years and you forgot about it. And another thing many of us have is we have things that we broke. And then they needed to be repaired, but they didn't get repaired, so they got stuffed in the back of a closet or a shelf. And either fix it, repair it, or get rid of it. because you don't need those things. And I always think, uh-oh, the minute I throw this piece away, I'm gonna find the part that it went on, and it's gonna reappear, and then I won't have this piece, so I'm gonna save it just in case. No. Just throw it away. If it's broken, you are not gonna use it again. You're not gonna love it like you did. Get rid of it. So why can't we turn loose? Why not just throw it away? Because people in China are starving. And even though they haven't starved since we were children, they might, and we might too. Not likely anytime in the near future. But just in case, while looking at all this stuff, a new feeling comes over us. You know, we really shouldn't buy anything else until we use up all this old stuff. And yet we do, don't we? We go in the store and we see something and we buy it. And what about medicines? I mean, there are medicines that we've saved in our medicine cabinet just in case we might get sick again. And when you think about how much money you spent on those medicines, you almost feel like you should get sick again just to use up the rest of it. And then you could also eat all that leftover soup that's frozen in the freezer just in case, just in case. So we shouldn't buy and we shouldn't toss. Therefore, we should be frugal and we should save. So we clutter. In order to unclutter, we must buy materials for more shelves and the tools to build them with, and then we will have more places to put the stuff that we don't need in the first place. Isn't it ridiculous? Well, what can we do? We can change our attitude. We can start thinking abundance instead of poverty. Changing means accepting that saving stuff is not a virtue. Saving glass jars, aluminum cans, newspapers, magazines, clothes that don't fit, that's not commendable. Take them to a recycling plant. Keep all things that we do not use that mean a great deal to us. And then those other things that we don't use that don't mean a great deal to us, get rid of them. Give them to somebody else. Give them to somebody that it will help. Give it to a shelter. There are shelters for battered women. There are shelters for homeless men. There are places where people are reentering the job force, that the people help people who need things, like those business suits that you haven't worn in a couple years. There are people out there who could use and appreciate having those things that most of us not only take for granted, but wish we were rid of. So let's take the first step. And let's clean up the space we occupy. If we can clean up our stuff, I bet we may be able to clean up the world. And if we do that, we may be able to save it. So how do we get rid of this stuff? Well, let's talk about paper first. Let's look at the clutter that we have that's paper. You might want to go through your papers and put them in four different stacks. The first stack stands for refer. These are papers that we're going to refer to someone else. We're going to give them another place to go so that they don't have to be in our stuff. If you receive items that you don't need or use regularly, take your name off of any distribution list it may be on. Unsubscribe from any emails that you get that you don't really need or want. Get your name off the list of all of these catalogs and magazines and things that come, so that if you've got any piece of paper that needs to go to someone else, you're going to put that over in one stack. Then the second stack should be labeled action. I know that most time management experts tell you to handle each piece of paper only once, but studies show that items are usually handled about 8 to 10 times. So if you can reduce that 8 to 10 times down to 1 or 2 times or even 3 times, then you're doing pretty good. So let's take this piece of paper that requires some action and let's put it in the action pile. That means that when we get everything sorted out, that is going to be the very first pile that we're going to start working on, the action pile. and then make a third pile called filing. And these are items that you might need for future reference. And so you're going to put things that just need to be filed for future reference over in the filing stack. Right now we're not going to file, we're just putting it in the stack. And one of the things that helps is if you can use one of those expandable files that have A through Z and on it, the alphabetical expandable files. And then what you do as you're sticking things over in the file, just put it under the letter that it should be filed under. And so that way that you've got it all in one place, and when it comes time to file, you can pick it up, go to the file folders, and put them in the appropriate place, and it'll be a lot easier to do. And the fourth stack is a stack of things to throw away, to toss, to get rid of. And you just get rid of them immediately by throwing that stack right over in the wastebasket or in the recycle bin, because there's a lot of things that you don't need anymore and a lot of little pieces of paper that you've written on and little notes. And one of the things I do for myself, if I'm going to keep any of those miscellaneous pieces of paper, I get a 3-ring binder, punch holes, and put them all in the binder so that then I can go back and take care of whatever it is that I need to take care of. I do that with my action file too. Once I get that stack of action papers all ready and say these are the things to take care of, then I put them in the order they need to be taken care of, punch holes, put them in the 3-ring binder, and start at the top. That'll help you a lot to start getting rid of the piles of paper that you have around your office. And you know those little post-it notes, those little sticky notes that a lot of us use to write little bits of information on? Be aware of those because they have a tendency to fall off and they travel to all kinds of places you never intended them to go. You don't want them stuck around in your office and on the wall and on your computer, because they're just those little sticky notes, they're just for temporary bits of information. They're just for things that you're going to need for now. So don't make them into a permanent fixture in your office. I know people that actually use them and then stick them up on a bulletin board with a push pin, and then those sticky notes just stay there forever. So No. Sticky notes are used for temporary information, and then you get rid of them. Now, let's talk about your clothes closet for a minute. Divide your clothes. You want to take everything out of your closet. That's the first step. Now, you're going to need a day or two when you're not going to need your bed, so that you can lay everything on your bed and all over the room. You can sleep in the guest room for a day or so. And go into your closet and divide things into those three categories. Things that don't fit. Well, actually, it'll be four. Things that don't fit. Things I haven't worn in over a year. Things I don't like. And then the things I'm going to keep. And then in the things you're going to keep, you need to go through those and look and say, are there things in here that need to be repaired? Because that's another stack altogether. Do they need a button? Do they need a new zipper? Do they need the hem replaced? Put those over and take them. Don't wait until you can do it. Take them down to the laundry, to the cleaners, and ask them if they have an alterations person and get them to repair those things so you can put them in the closet and you can wear them right away. And then get rid of the things that you don't like, that you haven't worn in a while, that you don't feel good in. Just get rid of those things. Very, very important to give them away to someone who can use them now. This is Judy Moyo, and this is Choices. We are talking about the choices that we make in our lives, and one of the things that we need to make choices about is what we keep in our lives and what we let go of. And so today we're talking about how to get rid of the stuff that clutters up our lives, because the more stuff we have around that clutters, the more it kind of bogs us down and we can't get on with being successful and happy and joyful. If you would like to know more about any of the subjects that we talk about here on Choices, please just go to my website, judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O, judymorio.com. And you can either leave me a message right there, or you can sign up for our free newsletter. We send out a newsletter every month that has all kinds of tips and ideas and hints in it. And also, you can just click right on the link for Choices Magazine to get a copy of our magazine. We have this online magazine that comes out 4 times a year. It's an incredible magazine. It's written, all the articles are written by various authors. Many, many of them are the authors in the Life Choices book series. And they write fabulous ideas on how to have a better life. Our first issue was all about finances, and the second one was about health and beauty. And our third issue, which will be coming out the 1st of November, will be about gratitude and being grateful for the things that we have. So go over to judymorio.com and sign up for that newsletter. And also send me an email at judy@judymorio.com and let me know what you want to hear me talk about on this show, because I want to talk about what you want to hear about. This is a show about us, you and me. It shouldn't be just about me. It needs to be about both of us and what can make our lives so much better. And today we're talking about why we save stuff and how to let it go. And one of the things that happens is that we become procrastinators. We think, well, we'll do this then, or we'll take care of it then, or we'll save this then. So procrastination is when we're putting something off to do it at a later time. And we need to think about, no, we're not going to procrastinate anymore. And what are some of the things that we can do to deal with procrastination? Well, one of the things that's a super big challenge is that sometimes our projects just look so large that we think, oh, I can't get it all done today. I mean, like cleaning out the closet and pulling all that stuff out and putting it on the bed. Now you've got the bed all messed up and full of stuff, and you can't sleep in it that night. So the project is just so large, it just seems like it's too much. So maybe if that's the issue, you want to break that project down into smaller projects, like just clean out the shoes today, or just go through the blouses today, or just go through the business suits today. So break it down into smaller pieces so that you can eventually get it all done, but it won't be so overwhelming. And the second thing, start with something you enjoy. Do something that's easy, that you like to do, that you can do first. You know, so many times we always start with the hardest thing, and we think, well, we'll do this first and we'll get it out of the way. But it's so hard that by the time we get through it, that we're so discouraged. So start with something small and start with something that you enjoy doing. I know I enjoy going through my shoes. That's one of the things I like to do. I'm not crazy about going through paper. Paper gets me nuts. It seems like my papers have baby papers when I'm not looking. I leave the room and they just start to multiply. So start doing the things that you enjoy doing first. And motivate yourself by, once you get one of those small things done, you just kind of sit back and go, yes, I did it. Give yourself a gold star. Just say, yes, I got this finished and I'm proud of myself. Give yourself a cup of coffee or just a moment to really savor and enjoy the fact that you got one of these things done, that it is accomplished. Because once you do that, it'll keep you moving and motivated. I know last year I decided to do a spring cleaning at my house, and it was just almost a nightmare to think about having to do all those closets And then when you look at the closet, it was just even one closet was overwhelming. So break it down into small steps. Take one shelf at a time. Take one area at a time. And I actually got cardboard boxes, some big boxes, and I labeled them with toss, give away, keep, repair. And as I took the things out of the closet, I put them in those boxes. And that way, it was easy at night for me to take those boxes down and set them in the garage so they weren't sitting around in the house. And actually, once I got them in the garage, it was interesting. A lot of that stuff didn't come back in the house because once it got in the garage, I realized I didn't need all of that stuff. And now another thing you have to get over if you're going to get rid of stuff is perfectionism. You can't expect yourself to be perfect, and you can't expect your projects to be perfect, and you can't expect that the first time you go through everything that the closet is going to be perfect. You know, it's, getting rid of things is a process. And I find that I can turn loose a little bit at a time, and then the next time I do it, I turn loose of a little bit more. So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have these huge expectations of yourself that say, oh, I'm going to get rid of everything and it's going to be just gorgeous when it's done. No, just get rid of as much as you feel you can turn loose of at this time, and then do it again and do it again. But get started. Don't wait for some huge block of time for you to do this. Just go ahead and get started. Clean out one drawer. Pull out one drawer and start going through it. Because as you start breaking this down into smaller projects, you're going to find these small blocks of time are going to be to your advantage. If you just do 15 minutes today on the project and then 15 minutes tomorrow, you'll be 15 minutes closer to completing it. You'll be that much closer to getting it done. And I find that if I make myself a list for each day and say, here we go, this is what I'm going to do today, and I start right at the top, that really, really helps. Promise yourself that when you get this all done, you're going to have a great big reward at the end. Now, one of the rewards is that your home is going to be organized and you're going to love living in it. But even more than that, give yourself another reward. Give yourself something really big. If you can afford it, give yourself a nice trip somewhere or a nice new piece of furniture or something that will make you feel really good about the fact that you got rid of all of those things. Very, very important for you to do that because, you know, time is a precious gift and you want to start using your time wisely and using your time for the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you enjoy being and doing and going and having. And all of that junk sitting around, that's not fun. That's not fun. And you just waste your time dealing with it. It just makes me tired just to look at stuff. When people have tons and tons of clutter, it just makes me tired. So I know if you have that clutter, you're going to get tired too. And so you need to get busy and get rid of some of that stuff. Remember that success isn't a matter of luck, no matter what it is that you do. A success is a matter of planning and then working through the challenges and working through the priorities to get things done. And so it's not just going to happen. And yes, it's okay for you to save 80% of your stuff and just get rid of 20%. You know, there is an old rule called the 80-20 rule. I think it was called Pareto's rule that said 80% of our results come from 20% of our efforts. And, you know, if you would think about that every day and when you start a new project, just think, okay, what's the best use of the 20% of my time? I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of this stuff. And think to yourself, too, it's okay for me to keep 80% of this stuff, and I'll just get rid of 20%. And, boy, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can end up getting rid of and how much better your life is going to be as a result of getting rid of these things. So, think about where you want to be next year. do you want to be living in all that junk next year? Because if you don't, we want to start getting rid of it now. Start today. Start today. And even, I mean, go through your jewelry, go through your food cabinet. I'm sure there's a lot of food in the food cabinet that you don't eat. Those cans that have gotten pushed to the back that you don't need. Give it away. Give it to somebody who can use it. Give it to somebody who's hungry and can eat it. Give it to a food bank, because there are people out there in the world that can use all of those things. All of those things that you don't need anymore. And, you know, get your children involved in this too, because children have all kinds of things that they start hanging on to, and start them early. Children have all kinds of toys, way too many toys in this day and age, most of them. And give them the benefit of giving the child's toy to a child who might not have a toy. Ask them to go through their toys and pick out some things that they'd like to give to someone who doesn't have the advantages that they have, and help them to keep their things in small containers where they're easy to find, you know, and label their things so that they're not just everywhere and all over. Children really should have a specific place to put things, their toys, their clothes, their accessories. And it's difficult to develop a habit of putting things away when there isn't a specific place for them. You know that. You and I both know that. And that's why these stores have come about that make all kinds of crates and bins and plastic containers. And they're very decorative. They're so pretty, some of them. And so you can get some of those containers for your child and help them to learn to organize very early on so that they don't end up hoarding stuff and having too many things. Again, we want to teach our children how to have a good life, how to enjoy their life. And I think the last area that needs to be addressed is that kitchen countertop. I know people that the minute they come in the house, everything they own goes on the kitchen countertop. What's sitting out there? Is it something you use frequently, or is it just something for looks, or is that kitchen countertop just a catch-all for anything and everything that happens when you come through the door? So you want to be aware of that and put things away, things that you're not using all the time. I mean, mostly what sits out there is our toasters, our can openers, our coffee pots, our food processors. A lot of those things can be put in a cabinet. You're not using them every day. You know, just keep the things out that you use every day, and then put away the other things. You don't need utensils all over everywhere. You don't need your glasses sitting on that cabinet. Put a place for a pair of glasses that you wear near the places that you're going to use them. Have an actual little slot them in. So think about your space. It is like it's like land. It's like property. And utilize your space to the best of your ability. And use your prime property for your prime things. And the other property, the cabinets and the stuff, cabinets out in the garage, put the things out there that you're not going to use. Thank you for joining me today. This is Judy Mario. We've been talking about taking control, getting organized, and getting things done. I hope that you'll let me know the kinds of things that you would like to hear about. Just email me, judy@judymario.com. Listeners, this show is about you. Just tell me what it is you want, and we will get busy, and we will research and get you the information that you need. And if there's a guest you'd like me to have on the show, please tell me who that might be, and I'll make every effort to get that person on and interview them for you. This is Judy Mario, and I want you to remember, above all else, you, then enough.